You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, October 2nd. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, we're talking about X firing its election team before a huge election year. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. X, the company formerly known as Twitter, has fired its head of threat intelligence, Aaron Rodericks, and four other members of the team responsible for combating disinformation and misinformation just months before the U.S. Republican primaries marked the beginning of the 2024 American election cycle, and a year in which more than 50 countries around the world go to the polls. Just a week ago, the company said in a blog post that it was expanding its safety and elections teams. Around this time, Rodericks announced on his LinkedIn that his team was adding 8 new roles in preparation for the 2024 elections, including a team lead and an elections analyst. CEO Linda Yaccarino recently echoed these plans in an interview with the Financial Times. But just a month later, in response to the information breaking the news of Rodericks' firing, Musk tweeted, "Oh, you mean the election integrity team that was undermining election integrity? Yeah, they're gone." Rodericks' team focused on identifying and shutting down malicious actors on the platform, including those targeting elections, according to a former Twitter employee familiar with the company's civic integrity work, who spoke to Wired on the condition of anonymity. Twitter's specialist elections team was fired in November 2022. Rodericks ended up taking on a lot of that work, the former employee says. He was the last man standing. Letting Rodericks and his teammates go will only embolden malicious actors and make it easier for them to operate on the platform, the former employee said. The year 2024 will see elections in more than 50 countries around the world, including the U.S., Mexico, India, Indonesia, and several European Union countries. "We've never seen such a huge tidal wave of elections in the age of social media," says Alexandra Pardal, campaigns director at Digital Action, a nonprofit digital rights organization. X is an important platform in many countries, used by politicians, dissidents, human rights defenders, and influence operations, Pardal says. So to be cutting staff dedicated to protecting elections at a time when you're going to enter the biggest cycle of elections globally in our lifetimes is extremely alarming. According to reporting from the Irish Times, Rodericks was facing disciplinary action after he allegedly liked tweets that were critical of X and of Musk. In a court filing requesting an injunction on the disciplinary process, Rodericks said he posted the new election-related roles on his X account and then received a deluge of abuse from users, with one even saying Rodericks was hiring a censorship squad. Though Rodericks said X did nothing to respond to the online abuse, it did begin a disciplinary process alleging that he had demonstrated hostility against the company via his likes. Last year, Musk fired an engineer who criticized him. X did not immediately respond to a request for comment about why Rodericks and his team members were let go now and what impact this would have on the company's ability to respond to election threats in 2024. Rodericks declined to comment. The firings also come shortly on the heels of the company rolling back a feature that allowed users in the U.S., Australia, South Korea, the Philippines, Brazil, and Spain to report tweets containing hate speech or misinformation to the platform. In an open letter released recently, the nonprofit group Reset Australia said that the change had left Australian users unable to report electoral misinformation. In May, the company withdrew from its voluntary commitment to the EU to fight disinformation on its platform. The EU's Digital Services Act, or DSA, requires social media companies to curb hate speech, disinformation, and illegal content on their platforms. On Tuesday, reacting to a new report on disinformation in social media platforms in Europe, European Commission Vice President Vera Jourova said that X was the platform with the largest ratio of mis- or disinformation posts. The teams responsible for trust and safety, which includes content moderation, elections, and mis- and disinformation, have been gutted since Musk's takeover, according to former Twitter employees. Vijaya Gadde, Twitter's former legal head who oversaw its trust and safety work, was one of the first executives fired after Musk took the helm in October 2022. She faced a campaign of harassment by Twitter users during her final months at the company, following a hostile tweet by Musk. Most of the company's trust and safety team, including the employees working on the U.S. 2022 midterm election, were let go in November 2022. Two other senior executives responsible for content moderation, Joel Roth and Ella Irwin, have also since left the company. Earlier this year, researchers found that hate speech on Twitter had increased significantly after Musk's takeover, while an April report from the Atlantic Council found that propaganda accounts from Russia, China, and Iran saw a surge in followers after Twitter changed its policies on state-backed media. The company has also come after critics who have tracked harmful content on the platform, suing or threatening to sue prominent research groups. With authoritarianism on the rise and dozens of countries set to hold high-stakes elections next year, democracy is facing an existential threat, says Jesse Lyric, co-founder of the nonprofit Accountable Tech. And Elon Musk continues to tip the scales in the wrong direction, gutting integrity teams and steamrolling basic safeguards on a platform that sits at the center of the global information ecosystem in ways that have already proven a boon to autocrats and propagandists. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, the global victims of FTX's collapse won't get their day in court. Checking in on Wired Science, a revelation about trees is messing with climate calculations. And on Wired Security, the maker of ShotSpotter is buying the world's most infamous predictive policing tech. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Spoken Layer.